Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Everyday Lives. And today we will be interviewing my father, Mike. So, Mike.
Hey, Henry.
What would you say your normal everyday life is?
Well, I mean, that depends. So on weekdays, I spend a lot of time at home with my family. Or on weekends, I spend a lot of time at home with my family. And then weekdays, I spend a lot of time at work. So some days I work from home, and some days I go into work. And then on the weekends, sometimes we'll, have stuff that we have to do. Either, you know, go over to one of our, you know, family's houses, or play sports, or we'll, you know, hang out at home.
Okay, so what's your favorite part about your everyday life?
I mean, I always like eating dinner with my family. So, I mean, I always like, when we sit down to dinner together, we try to find out about each other's day and, you know, see what we were up to and hear about the funny things that happened, or the, you know, the good things that happened or the bad things that happened, but just, you know, kind of find out what everybody did that day.
So, how is it to work from home?
I like it a lot. The working from home is a big improvement over having to go into the office every day. My particular job, we have a lot of work that is just, you know, like kind of focused work. So be doing it in front of the computer, or just, you know, thinking about problems or how to solve them, or doing, you know, mechanical drawings or programming. And, you know, that's not something that I need to be at an office to do. So to avoid the traffic going in, and, you know, to avoid the headache, and then to be able to have the flexibility to, you know, pick my kids up from school if I need to, or, you know, walk the dog, or just spend a little bit extra time with my wife during the day, or, you know, my kids when they get home from school. It's been a big improvement.
So, do you recommend working from home to other jobs that it's a possibility?
I do. You know, I think, some people may struggle with working from home. If you have a difficult time being, you know, self-motivated, or maybe if your job isn't quite as engaging. So I don't know if it's for everybody. And I mean, other people just really like to be around people, or, you know, they're not as happy just kind of, you know, being, you know, by themselves doing work. But for myself, I think it works out really well, and I think for a lot of people out there, it's a really good setup versus having to go into the office every day.
So do you like to do projects and, like, kind of create stuff when you're not working?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yep. It's one of my hobbies. I don't have as much time to do it, but I mean, lately a lot of things that I build are just things around the house. So, you know, furniture, build some like tables, end tables, and then I like to build speakers.
What's your favorite part about, like, this hobby and creating things?
I mean, I think it's neat because you're creating something that you're going to use. And it's something that you're going to use, but that you also can't buy anywhere. So, you know, it's fun to think about what you want. And, you know, you have to kind of decide out of sort of anything that's possible what you want to do. And then, you know, you can kind of find some ideas of stuff that you like the look of, or, you know, how big you want it, or how small you want it, or what kind of wood, and you know, then you have to design how to do it, and then there's, you know, some details around, like, actually doing it, and the time that it takes to get it done, but then once you're done, it's something that you get to use every day, and, you know, see your family use. I mean, like, the desk that we're sitting at right now is a desk that I made, which is pretty cool.
So, what are some of your other hobbies, like sports, reading, like that?
So, I mean, coaching rugby is probably my other biggest hobby. It takes a lot of time. So, I mean, all three of my kids played rugby this year, and you know, our host Henry has been playing last year and this year, and you know, I've been coaching his team, so that's always a lot of fun. And sometimes I'll go play pickleball with my dad, and then my other son Jack, who enjoys pickleball. And you know, when my daughter played volleyball, we would go to her volleyball games. So you know, it's a little bit of playing sports, and then some coaching sports, and then you know, also just like to exercise. So sometimes we'll use the rowing machine or go for walks a lot.
Random question.
Uh-huh.
But if you could live anywhere else in the world, not here, where would you live?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. You know, I've been to a number of different places, and I like Europe a lot. But, you know, I think practically it would be far away from extended family, which would, you know, be challenging. But, you know, with that aside, probably one of my favorite places that I've been is in the Netherlands, and I just like the people there and, you know, the culture, and, you know, a lot of people speak English, but yet it has a little bit more, like, kind of European feel to it. So I'll go with the Netherlands.
So, have you traveled anywhere else in Europe?
Yeah, so I've been to, England, the Netherlands, France. I've been through Belgium. I've never stayed in Belgium. Germany, Italy. I think that's everywhere.
So, have you only traveled for work, or do you travel for fun?
So, I've traveled for fun some to Europe. I went on one trip when I was in high school with my school to France and England and the Netherlands, and then went on a trip with my family when I was in college to France, and then my wife and I went to France shortly after we were married, and then we went to Italy when on our honeymoon. But since my kids were born, we haven't had a chance to travel internationally, but we are planning to go to France this summer, so I'm looking forward to that.
So, another question. What is your favorite holiday?
Favorite holiday? That's another tough one. I don't know. So I like Christmas a lot, but Christmas is a lot of work. So, okay. You know, Thanksgiving's fun, but, and it's a little bit less work. So, but I'd probably still go with Christmas.
Good choice. So, well, would you say that your favorite hobby is kind of building stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like hobbies where, you know, we spend time as a family together doing, you know, going hiking and, like, you know, we went and ran the 5Ks last year. That was a lot of fun. But, you know, as far as, like, you know, hobbies that are more like, you know, kind of like a hobby, I like, you know, probably building stuff would be my favorite.
So, do you like to do things that kind of like wildlife, like natural, kind of like camping, just hiking in the woods?
I don't do a lot of camping, or really any camping. I did a camping, you know, back when I was younger, but that was never something that was my favorite. I do like hiking in the woods, but you know, usually like to stay at like a house and then go hiking and then come back at night. It's just a little bit more comfortable than dragging all your stuff out there with you and then sleeping in the woods.
Yeah, I can see that. Well, So whenever you went camping, when you were younger, did you like it at all?
I like some parts of it. You know, I mean, like, you know, the evenings were nice. We were out around the fire, and, you know, it's just neat to be that kind of far out in the woods. I mean, the downside is, you know, you have, it's not that comfortable. You know, it's a lot of times, like, the mornings and evenings are cold. So, I mean, you have to have the right equipment, and you have to kind of know what you're doing, but, I mean, it can definitely be fun, but it's not something that I spend a lot of time doing now.
Hmm.
Have you ever been camping?
No.
Would you like to go camping?
I think it would be fun.
Yeah?
But natural darkness isn't really my own. Not my favorite thing.
Natural darkness. Well, we could try to go camping at Nana and Granddad's house sometime.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
But, you know, part of the tough thing is you have to buy all this stuff to go camping. None of it's expensive, but, you know, then you got all this camping stuff that if you don't really like it, you just use it once.
Well, you can probably get a tent for pretty cheap at some kind of sports store or something. Mm-hmm. And then we all have sleeping bags, I think.
That's true.
So.
Yep, so maybe we do have
more
stuff. And
bring a lot of blankets, because those sleeping bags are pretty thin.
Yep, that's a good idea.
And also, it's the middle of winter.
Mm-hmm. It'd be a cold night for camping tonight.
So, what's your favorite book?
I'm not going to talk about a few books that I liked a lot, so I don't know if I have a favorite. I mean, one of my favorite, like, I don't know, books kind of about, like, you know, life and stuff like that is The Last Lecture by Randy Pausch. So that one, that's a neat book. It has a lot of, I think, really practical and interesting life advice. You know, other nonfiction books, I like The Guns of August by Barbara Tuchman. It's about the start of World War I. I think it's just an interesting topic, and I think she was well written. That one's older. I think that was written like in the 60s. I mean, nonfiction, probably, or I mean, sorry, fiction, probably The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand. I listened to most of it. It's really long, but it's one of the ones that I can kind of relate to the main character some.
So, would you say, so what would you say your favorite movie is?
So the three I watch the most is Saving Private Ryan, Jurassic Park, and Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. But I also like V for Vendetta. That's up there. 1917 is really good. You probably want to. Those are in the definitely the top favorite movies. What's your favorite movie?
Not sure. Probably. Not sure.
You don't know?
So, I guess that's it for today.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, we really appreciate you having me on your show. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thanks. There we go.